Episode 7, Staying the Course. This is the Dearly, Deeply Burdened podcast. Hello, friends, and welcome back to the Dearly, Deeply Burdened podcast. I'm Miriam, your host, and we have reached episode 7. Our last episode, we talked about common challenges that we face when we say yes to God's calling on our lives, whatever that may be. And one of the last ones was kind of focused on the idea of boredom or stagnation, and I wanted to go more into that this episode from the perspective of staying the course and an encouragement that when you say yes, it might not be a one-time yes. It probably won't be a one-time yes. It will be a constant saying yes to God, to his plans, to his purposes in your life. And so I wanted to provide some thoughts on this and some encouragement. One of the, this is important to me because I've just been a part of so many ministries and so many conversations with people who felt really, really passionate at the beginning and then got burnt out or stopped. And I have myself experienced that feeling of burnout and have had to really surrender things to God in order to keep going. And I think that it's not because we don't feel deeply or passionately about things that people stop. I think it's really about community and stability and support while you are working through hard things. So that's why some of those early stage decisions of surrounding yourself in community, knowing your why, knowing what God is calling you to, listening to his voice is so important. And the saying that for me was really, I think just the epitome of this outside of scripture is just this concept that people share, and it's, you will not always be motivated, so you must learn to be disciplined. And it is an act of discipline. It's an act of surrender to stay the course sometimes. So the difference between staying the course and quitting is obvious. Sometimes, though, as we are working through it, we need reminders that a pivot doesn't have to mean the end, that there is a difference between a distraction and wise counsel, that you are walking things out in hope and not in fear. So there's all of these different things related to the idea of staying the course that we could go into, but I'm just going to go into three big things that have helped me to stay the course the last 9 years and what I'm carrying into our 10th year. After several years of, you know, immense joys and also immense challenges. My first piece of advice, I guess, is what I will call it, is to praise in the middle. Praise when it is not evident, to put your heart in a posture of saying he is worthy regardless. I think a really great verse, there's a reason that we all kind of go back to Psalm 23, and it's that it acknowledges that life gets difficult, and it acknowledges that he is still good. So Psalm 23, the shepherd's prayer, is the Psalm of David. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. And God is so good. God is so good. There are moments where it really, when you're following after him, again, we talked about this at the beginning, it's not making the easy choice. It is making a choice to enter into spiritual warfare. It is making the choice to do difficult things, but you're stepping into a life of purpose and you're stepping into a life of opportunity, and you get to be witness to beautiful, beautiful redemption. So the verse is where it says that he restores my soul and he makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. All of these verses about the peace and the calm are important, but they go right hand in hand with, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. We know that there are going to be dark times. And it is a choice to say that we will fear no evil and we will set our eyes upon him, our shepherd, the one who has promised that he is going to get us through this and back to safety. My next big thing that I've had to be really intentional about is to make note of the victories. We've had a really big vision since we started, and we want to work with youth aging out of the foster care system, out of orphan care systems around the world, and we want to do that in physical spaces. We want to use physical spaces to be a place where they can find kind of healing and home. And it's been a hard journey trying to get to those physical spaces, but I believe that we are close. And we've been in the interim doing small projects, or it feels small, but they have led to some really big victories in our clients' lives and in our lives as well. So making note of the victories, again, it's a positioning of our hearts into praise. It is a choice to say, I might not be where I thought I would be, but he is still good and he is still moving and working. A verse that I go back to constantly for this is in the book of Joshua, Joshua 4:20-24. This is after they have crossed through the Jordan, and the Israelites are making their way to the promised land. After being in the desert for all these years, they are making their way, and God performs yet another miracle for his people and parts the Jordan and lets them walk through. And they brought 12 stones, and this is where the verse starts. And those 12 stones which they took out of the Jordan, Joshua set up in Gilgal. Then he spoke to the children of Israel, saying, when your children ask their fathers in time to come, saying, what are these stones? Then you shall let your children know, saying, Israel crossed over this Jordan on dry land. For the Lord your God dried up the waters of the Jordan before you until you had crossed over, as the Lord your God did to the Red Sea, which he dried up before us until we had crossed over, that all the peoples of the earth may know the hand of the Lord, that it is mighty, that you may fear the Lord your God forever. And people always go into the depth of the Jordan, the enormity of a parted water. I don't think it would have mattered if it had been a stream that the Lord parted to allow his people through. It's a miracle in and of itself, but the choice and the decision to set aside a time and a place to stop and put remembrance to this time when God came through for his people is so important. And we see this repeated throughout scripture where it's like, God has brought us this far and we will not forget it. So I would encourage you, as you are choosing to say yes to God, as you are choosing to live your life with purpose, as you are moving on that that call that he has placed on your life, to make note of the victories along the way. He might give you a goal that's way far off, but each step that you take in faith is a victory in and of itself. The next part of this that I wanted to talk about was to keep relationship and salvation at the forefront, to make sure that beyond action or beyond effort or progress, relationship with Christ and awareness of your salvation stays in the front of your mind, because it's nothing apart from that. There is nothing that you are doing here on earth that will supersede or compare or override the work that was done on the cross. And that is what should keep you moving it doesn't always feel like that's the end goal. But the thing that launched you into ministry, into calling, into a life of purpose is what you are trying to give to others. It's not about us. It's not about our work. It's about Christ. So I pulled two verses for this. The first one is 1 Peter 1:17-21. And if you call on the Father, who without partiality judges according to each one's work, conduct yourselves throughout the time of your stay here in fear, knowing that you were not redeemed with corruptible things like silver or gold from your aimless conduct received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. He indeed was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifest in these last times for you, who through him believe in God, who raised him from the dead and gave him glory, so that your faith and hope are in God. And the next one is Romans 8:18, which we've already talked about in this podcast series, but it's a good one to hold on to. For I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. There has been so much done to bring us here. And we just need to be intentional about setting our eyes upon Jesus. I'm really thankful that we are having these conversations, that we're getting the opportunity to talk about what God is doing, what God has done. I'm going to encourage you, if you are looking for some more conversation, to hop over to our Facebook group. It, as of now, during this recording, is not super active, but we would love to have a conversation and get that going. These are the resources for this week. I'm going to recommend the song Highlands, Song of Ascents by Hillsongs United and Benjamin Williams Hastings. I'm also going to recommend, again, that chapter in the book of Joshua, chapter 4. And I will put the book recommendation for this week into the show notes, and we will pick up for what will probably be our last episode of this season, episode 8. I'm so excited. Thank you guys for being here, and we will talk again soon.